Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Throughout the ages, God has consistently called His people to be a light unto the nations, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. We are not meant to merely exist within the confines of our own communities, but to boldly proclaim the good news of salvation and to touch the lives of those around us with the hope and love of Christ. As a Christian, you are called to be an agent of change, to be God's hands and feet, bringing hope, compassion, and healing to those in need. It's a calling that demands courage, sacrifice, and a willingness to step out of your comfort zone. And it requires you to embrace the same mindset that Christ embodied, a heart that is moved by the suffering of others and a desire to see lives transformed by the power of the gospel. In today's message titled, We Are Called to Touch the World, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to heed God's clarion call to impact the world. Let's join in.
What I want to talk about in this message is how you and I are in this world for such a time as this. Believers are here for the world. We are in it and we are not of it. That's what Jesus says. But we are definitely here for it, and that means Christ in us and Christ through us can now begin to touch our world. Just before Jesus left from this earth to heaven, after he had completed his job on this earth, in John chapter 17, Jesus was praying for his disciples. And he said, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, referring to his disciples and those who would believe and follow him. And he continued saying, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. And he kept on John 17 verse 16 that they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. 17. Sanctify them by your word or by your truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Listen carefully. Jesus is saying that he came to save the world and he has also sent us to touch the world. Then in John chapter 20, Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. That's John chapter 20, verse 21. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So he empowered them to touch the word. And the same on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended. And every Christian has got the Holy Spirit in them. Those who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit have been empowered to touch the word, to witness for Christ, to win souls, and to bring deliverance to people around them. Hallelujah. So, my friend, I just want to assure you and to remind you and tell you that we represent Christ. We are his ambassadors, and because of that, we have a reason to be in this world. That we don't have to let the things that are going on around us or the things that are happening in the government, the things happening in society, things happening in schools, colleges, and universities, we don't have to let them distract us or that be where our hope comes from or where our joy comes from. No, it comes from understanding our place in Christ Jesus. It comes from understanding that we are here for a mission and that the reason that we are here on this earth is to touch the world and bring glory to God the Father. The Bible talks about bright light. Jesus talked about salt and light. He talked about a bright light and not covering it up, not hiding it under a basket. Christ made a very profound statement in Matthew chapter 5 and from verse 13, which many Christians know about. He said that you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Then verse 14 continues this way. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. My friend, this directive is notable for its aim to touch the world and bring glory to God. We are therefore placed in this world or on this earth for such a time like this. Believers of all ages should focus on letting their light shine in this dark world to bring glory to God. But sadly today, believers remain broadly uninfluential in many areas in society. But historically, when you think about the early disciples, believers were influencing society right after they received the Holy Spirit. The unbelievers were like, oh, these people are filling Jerusalem. They are filling all our areas with their doctrine, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. That's recorded in Acts chapter 5, verse 28. These people, sometimes they describe them as those who turn the world upside down because they were influencing them and directing them to the cross, directing them not to rebel against God, directing them from their evil acts. They were influential. They were intentional about it. That's what we got to do as Christians in this world. We are here to shine our light, to brighten wherever we are, and to bring glory to God. How can it possibly be that believers are hiding their light in this day and age? Is it because we don't know who we are? Or is it because we don't know what we have? Or is it because we think we are not empowered and just living timidly and full of fear? Now, we've got all the power, we've got the capability, we've got the ability to touch wherever we go, to influence, to brighten our corners, to brighten our society, to make sure that our light are shining and that we are not hiding the light under a basket, as Jesus said. It has to be on lampstand so everyone can see. They can see our good works and bring glory to God. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, I want you to take a particular notice about the word behold. Behold means stop, consider, look upon, ponder, and make it your own. So it says, behold, the new has come. You are no more like before. You are no longer of this world. And because of that, you have a power to be in this world and to touch it. How you live and how you interact is completely different. Hallelujah. It's different from the unbelievers. You were here on a mission. You are here as an ambassador of Christ. You represent him wherever you step. Believe that you can still touch the word irrespective of what's going on around you. If you turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 and then to 10, it says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are completing him who is the head of all principality and power. Look at what you possess, who you are. For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's talking about Jesus. In him dwells the fullness of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the kingdom, the power, the might, the ability. They are all in Jesus, and he says, you are complete in him. What an incredible statement. Only if we will believe, we will know what we possess. That means because of Jesus, you have been made complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. Therefore, no matter what is going on in the world, you are in Christ, who is over everything. And that means that you can overcome everything. Even though it doesn't mean that still lost people don't do lost things, but it means that the truth and the Spirit of God in you has the ability to come above those things. They will do their evil things, but you come above it. You have overcome the world. Therefore, you can touch the world. You need to have the right attitude and perspective, and not going to be with everyone else complaining about everything. But no, I am going to stand up in my relationship with God. I am going to let the Spirit of God in me motivate me and stop looking at the flesh, but instead look at the Spirit so that I can have a word in due season. I am at the right place at the right time with the right word. Why? Because you have a living relationship with the living God. You have a vibrant relationship with the living God. So you can carry on with the task ahead of you to touch the world. This tells you that you have this absolute world-changing power that lives in you. I have met so many people in my lifetime who believe that there is no potential in them. And because of that, they don't ever step out in boldness and confidence. They think they will amount to nothing. They don't believe there is any potential in them. What they do is they constantly look around them. And then the enemy basically brings in confirming word of like, well, you cannot sing. You cannot do this. You cannot do anything like other people are doing. And so he brings you down. He's confirming what is in your head. But we are here empowered to touch the word. So the enemy, you give him chance to say that you cannot do as well as what other people are doing. You cannot do this, and therefore you cannot touch anybody. My friends, stop looking around at everybody else and look at the Spirit of God. Don't compare yourself to others. Look at the Word of God that declares who you really are. So then you are in this world. You can say, I am not of it, but I have been destined for it. So then you take on this great commission that Christ has given to us. Christ is calling us to the great commission mandate. In fact, that's what Jesus said here in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20, is the call to the great commission, a call of duty, a call to step out. He said, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Hallelujah! Look at what you have. You have a name that's above every name. That is the name of Jesus Christ. You can use it to touch people. He said to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to everyone. This is really powerful and really important. So many people say, oh, I'm not a teacher. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist or something like that. This isn't about a title. You don't have to have the office of any of the fivefold ministries. Don't think that because people are holding these offices, it's all up to them to honor the Great Commission. No, the Great Commission says you go and preach the gospel. It says go into all the world means that it can be just across the street. It can be just in the marketplace. That's your place of employment. It can be your kids' school. It can be your grandchildren's nursery, anywhere you find yourself, across the ocean. Being a missionary is not a special calling. We put all this special emphasis on it like, oh, this is special calling. No, it is a condition of your heart. That's what mission is. That's what being a missionary is. You have this condition, this perspective of your heart, that you have something that the world needs. You can touch people. If you touch one person, you can touch a generation. If you touch one mom, you have touched her kids. If you touch your kids, you have touched their friends and contacts. If you touch the grandma, you touch her grandchildren, because she's going to preach to them. So it's how you interact. It's how you realize that if you can get that employer, he touches all his employees. If you can get one person, he can travel along every place. And when he gets into contact with people, he will also touch them. You get to the college PE teacher, you touch every single PE class. Stop limiting God on who you can impact. Stop limiting God on who you can actually touch. Once you get in touch with one person, you don't know what they are going to do. This is powerful because you are called to touch the word. How do you touch the word? You touch the word with the person around you, the person in front of you right now. That's what you got to do. And I'm telling you, my friend, God has a purpose for you. God wants you to represent him on this earth. And therefore, the first step you got to do is to receive him as your savior. And those of us who have received him, we have a mandate. We have a call to the Great Commission to touch the world. And so if you will receive Christ today, that will be good for you. That will let you have a sound mind and live a life of purpose, a meaningful life. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.